Malkim Shinagu, Livnois, etc. Phil Gazes says the Gemara. What are all these things? Vil Avni Loi Mashpi. It's stones that aren't smooth. They're jagged. Gazes Avni Mashpi. Bechsev Kaleila Van Mikares Kmidais Gazes. Kvisin Archi Levena Livni. Kvisin Archi Zagrashi Rich is Chatzel Levena. Half a big Levena is three Tvachim, as Yom told us before. Ariach Tavach Vachetzi Vaiva Kaisel Ariach Mikan Vriach Mikan Vitavach Bemsa Shinoisim Sham Tit Lachaberei. So by Riach, it's a double wall, two half bricks, each one with a tefach and a half, and you need a tefach in the middle. Mele sachakol, it's going to be four tefachim. You need a tefach for the cement. Livni, Rashi says, levena shleimos. Levena loy v'kaisel. There you just need, levena shleimos. Right, so the mission says that Gvil, you need six Fachim, Gaz is five, Kvisin, you need four, because one and a half plus the one. One half, Elvainim, then I step from Mechzav, because Elvainim is just one brick, it's not a double wall. Then you only need three, and then each one will give up. One and a half. Says the Mara, Omle Rabba Berei de Ravo Lervashi, Amai de Gvil, Avni, the Loi Mashvi, Ninu, Vahai Tafach Yisera, Lemush de Karnasa. The reason why, Scratch Lemush de Karnasa, Roshi Havanim, Boltois Lachutz, Shen Lachalakois, because it's not smooth, Lachi Boy Rechetan. There is the reason why the difference between Gvil and Gazes is because Gvil has these jagged edges, that's why it takes more space. And Gazes is smooth stones and smoothed out, therefore it takes up less space. Dilma Palga, the Gazes who? By Tefach Yisera, Lebein Niorvi, who? Kin Kamrinon, Kvisin, Archi, Mabain and Livni, Vai Tefach Yisera, Mabain and Orvi. Just like we say, right, when we're dealing with bricks, we say that the reason why the Kfisin needs an extra Tefach is because it's a double wall, you need the cement. So maybe by the stones, also, the extra Tefach is also because it's a double stone, meaning two stones, and there's a Tefach for the cement in the middle to hold the two stones together. Yeah, the Gemara Amaleil Tamech Kvisin Archi Minola. How do you know that Kvisin is Archi? It says Kvisin. Don't say Archi. Don't say half a brick. How do you know that Kvisin is half a brick? Ella Gemara Gemirla. Elamai was a Kabbalah. We know Kvisin is Archi. So Gvilnami Avnei Mishpi Mashvi Gemara Gemirla. We have a Kabbalah that that's what it is. Ikdamri Amle Ravacha Bered Ravavi Ravashi Mai Dahai Kfisin Archi Ninu Vahai Tefach Yisera Lebeni Urvi Dilmi Mai Kfisin Avni Le Mashvin Vahai Tefach Yisera Lemush De Karnasa. So now we're asking on the Sefer, how do you know that Kfisin, the extra Tefach, is because of the bricks? Maybe Kfisin is really stones, not bricks, and the extra Tefach is because of the jagged edges. Muskan Kiminon Gvil Avnilev Lemashvin and Gaz is Avnilev Lemashvin. Right, Tefi Zera Lemosh the Kindness says maybe that's what's going on by Kfisin and that's going on by Kfisin. Yeah. Utameh the Gemara Gvil Avni Lamashvim Minolon El Gemara Gmila. Chidav Gemara Gmila. Kitzer. Fine. And Rashi. Ben Urvi Ben Dimus Shemakan. Ben Dimus Shemakan. The pile of bricks on one side, and the pile of bricks on the other side. Nice and tidbam. Okay, so name Leveni Lamashvin. Ah, right. So when the Gemara asked the Kasha that there may be the kvisin is the extra tefach is because of the jagged edges. So the gris that we have is that it was a stone, right? So what does Gemara say? Dilma my kvisin avni lemashafion. That's the gris in our Gemara, but that really doesn't work because in Hamshach the Gemara remains that gvil and gazis are stones. So what was the word? Kasha, that maybe kvisin is also a stone. The Mishnah is repeating itself. Therefore, Rashi says in the Gemara's Kasha, the second version of the Kasha, that maybe the extra tefillah is because of the jagged edges. So not that it was jagged edges of the stone, because we're keeping it the ratio is talking about stones. Saying the jagged edges of they're not smooth bricks. That's what we're saying. Maybe kvisin is not smooth bricks, and that's why you need an extra tefah. And the Gemara says, no, how do you know that the ratio is talking about stone? El my Gemara Gemila, this is also Gemara Gemila. Amar bai, shmami no, kol beini urvi tefach. Okay, so now from here we see a cloud that the amount of that you have to leave when you have two rows of bricks, you always need a tefach of cement. Hani mili betina al berichsa boi tvei. That's if it's cement. Shmak shmamino v'nafkamino makabel lumos kais lachavera. What's nafkamino makamino alacha? The guy accepts upon himself to build the wall. This is the tekken. This is the way you have to build the wall. So if you have like pure cement, only the tefach. If you have with the stones, the little stones, then it doesn't stick as well. I guess well you need more for it to stick good. Carrot. This thing you need a tefach is only when it's mixed in little stones. It's not pure cement. Then you need less than a tefach. Zogemaravite. The memrod, the gozis, the chol dalar amis, goiva, you have a pusya, chamisha, koi, viloi loi koi. See, according to the cheshbon, it comes out that when we're dealing with stones, it has to be five tvachim. Yeah? When your wall, to be two amis high, has to be five tvachim wide. Because that's the Mishnah telling me how you have to build the wall. It means then, and Hilchus building walls, this is the way it works. That's a proportion of the height versus the width, thickness. The Gemara of Amatraxin, Davoy Gvoya Tilsin Amhasa, we have a Pusiela Shis Pushchi. Mekah, it was 30 Amas high, not just 4 Amas high, then the Mesamikdash, the what separated the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichal was 30 amas high, and it was 6 tfachim wide. So how did that work? How did it stay up? Become and it stood. You're telling me it has to be four amas, 5 tfachim. So the Gemara, let's see, Rashi. I'm sorry, the Memra. So if it's 10 tfachim high, you need double amount of thickness. I mean, you get the, you know, I'm sorry, 10 amis. 8 amis, you'll need 10 tfachim. So 30 amas, make the cheshbon. Amatraks in the binyan shleima, the gozes who have a chesiv amni gozes. V'have shloishim amo kemasa bein avya el amo v'havdil bein heichal kachukadashim. And the Gemara kim nigat So, for four amas, you need five tefachim. Once you have an extra amma, extra tefach, then you can go much higher. Shmai tefach pusye, matzi lagbua tuva. When you tzarech losses al chol arba amas, hey, tefachim reicha. Dr. Gemara, make the shayni, my time love it, amatraxin, we had in Bayis Rishon, in Bayis, the Shlomo Melech. But in Bayis Shayni, we didn't have amatraxin. Why not? So Gemara, ki koi bitulsin koi. 30 amas high, we could have a stone wall. But feilei koi. And since the second bias was 100 amas, therefore they used material instead of a stone. Cover the bias as there, ha'achrain menarishain. It'll be bigger than, the second bias will be bigger than the first bias. So I think Yerushalayim speak out, why didn't they make it thicker? Right? You need, for 30 amas, you need 5 fachar. Says, or whatever the cheshbon is, 100 amas, why just make it thicker? So Shayim say, because the pasuk says that Hakol Meis Hashem, and everything by Shlomo Melech, it says when it describes the format of the Beis Hamikdash, everything had to be exact the way they were told. They weren't allowed to add randomly do what they wanted. So therefore they couldn't make it thicker. They made it higher. Higher, because the Gemara brings down the pasuk. Godly becoming by zeh ma'achren. Godly mean higher. Higher, they could, but they couldn't make the wall wider because the pasuk says everything has to be exactly the way they were told. Rav Shmuel, 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 what does it mean? Godly year. One says it means it lasted longer. One says it means it was higher. Misalah. The Grashi Bishan, the Basvish, Basvish, and Amadal Mez Vesser. Basvish, and Amez Vesserim. The other one says it means it was 100, but it was both true. Mice was 100 Amis, and also lasted longer. Had Gemara ben Abdul Tulsan Amin, Babinian. Idoch Nevid Pareches. So why can't we say, you say 30 Amis we have no problem with, right? Instead of chucking the whole stone wall and just having a Pareches, let at least the first 30 amas will be a wall. And that will be able to stand up. And then you'll add the pareches. The Gemara, kikoi tulsan amas, and nami agav tikra umaziva. Have a koi. But tikra maziva, have a koi. So now you need the support of the roof. If you have a freestanding wall that's not attached to a roof, it's not going to. The roof helps support it. So Mela. In Bayis Rishon, where the 30 amas went to the roof, so you had the support of the roof. But Bayis Shani, if you're just going to have 30 amas and then have a preiches, it's not going to work.
How were they able to make the side walls in the second base of Mikdash? I thought it was a lot higher. The other walls, besides for the amatraxin.
Maybe they were wide enough.
You're allowed to take out from like the chutzner and stuff.
No, maybe they were wide enough.
Oh, meaning originally.
They wanted it to be 30, they wanted it to be 100, I guess. When we just have the Rishonim, the Yadramat, that they couldn't play around with the thickness. Only that, I guess I'd say they were wide enough. How wide were they? We see in Midas over there. They were quite wide, the Maisa. They're like 6 amas wide. They're like that. All sorts of storage houses in the middle of that. There was a Gan Sadach over there. Very wide. I think 6 amas. That's pretty.
That's good enough
for Roger. That's right. I'm gonna buy it, yeah. Oh, Gemara. Second. Oh, Levit Mad Efshe Binyan. Levit Idach Fine. So you can't do a full 30. Do whatever you can in a wall. Do the rest with Prayches. I'm buying a Gemiri. I cool the Binyan. I cool the Prayches. You don't mix it. No mix and match of it. It's not leisure suits. You don't mix and match of it. Either you get it with a Binyan or it's Preichas. Equal to Preichas, I call it Binyan. Mikdash. Again. I'm back. I call it Binyan, I call it Preichas. Equal to Binyan Mikdash. Equal to Preichas in Mishkan. So, if you want it to be all Binyan, we learn after Bais Rishon. If you want it to be all Preichas, in the Mishkan, obviously, it was all a Preichas. Ibayalu. Hain v'sidon. Oidil mehain v'loy sidon. The Krashi. Hani shiri mesnisin. We discuss how wide it is. Is that im oive atiach? Because when you build a stone wall or a brick wall, so you have to. There's a couple of coats that you do afterwards. It's like there's cement and there's tiach and this is like a whole process. I mean, when they build at least ten at shul, they build like these cinder block wall. So first they put this in the pot, and like it's a whole process. They put cement, and it's a whole thing that they put. So there's a whole the thickness besides the cinder blocks themselves. There's a thickness that's added on. So when the Mishnah discusses the five tefachim, six tefachim, four tefachim, three tefachim, is that including the whatchamacallit, the extra layer or not? He borrowed hain v'sidon. I don't hain b'lo yisidon. I'm not mitzchak. Mustav hain v'sidon. Includes it. Why is that? Listen, the shiure. You should tell me how much it is if it's not including it. The Mishnah says five tochim. It means including the finishing. It's only a little bit. It's not even a tefach. So therefore, it's not significant enough for the Mishnah to tell me exactly how much it is. So it doesn't matter. But I'm talking to it as well. There we do say we go into half tefachs. Hasam chazan serufe, because together it's going to be three tefachim. So if we mention half a tefach, but just to mention that sacha kol is going to be five and a quarter tefach, that we're not going to say because we don't deal with half numbers. Tashima. Because the roof is shalzev, misarf al tefach. Toshima. Hakarish amru, rochba, nil kabo riach. But riach, chatzilveina, shal gimel tefachim. What is this talking about? Hakarish amru, linyin hechshe mavu. You have a mavu. Mavu is like a sort of like a street that the various chatzeris open up to the mavu. Now, in order so the mavi has an entrance way which goes to the Sarabah. In order to carry in the mavi itself, because the chash you might carry, you know, even though the mavi has walls around it, technically it's just the yachid, but the problem that it's open to the Sarabah. So therefore, the chazal masakin. You have to put a kaira, either lechi or kaira. Kaira is you have to put a beam across the entrance of the mavoi. You have this in the learned sukkah. In the beginning of sukkah, you had this whole discussion. So it says over there, how wide does the beam have to be? So it says it has to be wide enough that it should be able to support an ariach. What's an ariach? We already know it's a half a brick. A half of three tefach brick, meaning it's tefach and a chetzi. The Rashi, gimel tefach, ma'alma gimel tefach, mitani, l'gav mesnisin, l'gav b'levenim, ki tani zeh nois tefach, mechza, nois tefach, mechza, hein b'loi sidan kamar, the levenu chudosh, lois a tefachim. So in this Mishnah, this halacha, gav erevin, we see that we talk about three tefachim, it's without the sid. We see the shear over there, there's no sid, right? We got the kaira. We're just saying it has to support a brick. Yeah, has to support a brick. A brick is three tefachim. So we see that a brick is three tefachim without any extra layers. So Gemara Hasam Barav Ravasa. They are talking about a large brick. And the Masnisa Grashib is a Trasa. In Sidon, I have a Gimot Fachim. Within bricks, you have little smaller ones that even after you put the layers, it's going to be Tvachim. They cannot be the Tanish of Shloish Tvachim. When the Mishnah there tells us that the Kaira has to support an Ariyah. What's an Ariyah? A half a Levena. What's a Levena? A Levena shell, three Tvachim. That type of Levena. Yet a Levena, it's three Tvachim. That's half of that Levena. Mashma, that there's a Levena that's not three Tvachim. That's what our Mishnah says, it's a Levena that's a little less. And with the layers of cement, it's going to come to three Tvachim. Arav Chista. I listen, she inish Beit Nishta, ad the bani Beit Nishta achrina. Ikadami mishum pshiusa. The gadami mishum tsluye. Krashi. So you can't destroy one base of Knesset in order to build another one. For two reasons. Either because pshiusa, you might not end up building the second one. Something will happen, you end up out of its Knesset. The second pshat is mishum tsluye. Calls my opinion. While you're building the second one, you're not going to place a davin. Now the place can speak out that why isn't the problem with Sassel Kamel Hashem Elokeichem? How are you allowed to destroy the base of Knesset? Says by Mechikas Hashem, Sassel Kamel, you're supposed to destroy the Mizbechas of the Zara. Sassel Kamel Hashem Elokeichem, this is Mechikas Hashem, you're not allowed to destroy the base of Knesset. There's even a Taz that says you're not allowed to make a hole in the wall like for the Shtender. Sometimes they have like the Shtenders, they're on the wall and there's a stick that holds it up and old fashioned thing, you have a hole in the wall and a stick that goes from the wall to the shtender. Anyway, so the Tassus, you can't even do that. When Sassus came to Hashem, Lokechem. So that the Mepharshim explained, which might be Shigal Kasha and Taz, that if it's Litzairach, then it's not a problem. Sassus can't be destructive. But when it's constructive, then there's no problem. Here, you're destroying the old one, obviously you want to make the new one better, bigger, better, Chesvas. Therefore, there's no problem. Now, it could be nice. What's not green? Two reasons.
Need to
dive in
the shul.
What?
Need to
dive in
the shul.
There's a mile dive in the shul. Brachas.
But Mishum
Sluy is
another reason. What?
We're on brachas. Of
course. Okay, there's a mile.
You can make a
temporary.
Okay, so that mile, you can't destroy it. You're going to lose that mile. That's right.
Temporarily make the shul tomorrow.
The temporary.
That'll be the shul.
Where?
My basement.
Oops. Okay, so we'll write your numbers inside of Gemara that anyone that needs a shul to come get it from you. Mereimar, if you have another Beis Knesses, you have Dave's basement, then it's not a problem. Mereimar Zutra, Sasri Uboni Bekaita Sisvasa, Uboni Be Sisvasa Bekaita. They would switch from the summer shul to the winter shul. Rashi, Beskenetz Ha'ilem Limayis Ha'irif, Nomuch, Beksalim, Rechavim, at thick walls, so it should keep out the cold. Chalayim is Mu'atim, there weren't a lot of windows. Fnatzina, Mezachama, Beskenetz Ha'es Achesh, Avashel, but in the summer they had a more eerie Beskenetz Ha'es. So they used to go build, destroy this one and build that one every season.
Do you
want to
just switch building?
No. Have a sasri ubani. They would destroy and build. They didn't have money to keep up to shuls. They switched it.
Well, they're rebuilding every year.
They would use the same bricks. As they say, cash for mice.
What?
Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Gavu Zuzi, Umachti, Mai. Rashi, Utsarach Bez Knesses, Achadosh, Monochim Biyad Hagabai, Mikl Mechash, Lepshusa. So they have the money, it's sitting there, the money is sitting there. So there, Lechari is no chash, no problem, Pshusa. Right? What's the problem, Pshusa? He might end the building. You can destroy this one, and then the building campaign is not going to go the way you expected it to go, the way you hoped it would go, and you'll be stuck. Nishtein, nishtair. Maya Malay, Dilma Masram, Pidyon Shvoyim, and Mela will be an emergency Shvuyim fund. Someone was captured, and therefore they use that money, and then they'll be stuck without a shul.
That doesn't help
Mishum
Shvuyim.
What?
Even if you forget
Pidyon Shvuyim,
it still doesn't help
Mishum
Shvuyim.
Even if you're
davening.
Even if you have money. Anyway, I guess we're saying for the reason of Pshia. For the man of Pshia, we're asking. Livni, Lahadri, Hudri, Machdi, Kshuri, Mai. Let's say Rashi. Shrigi, Livni, Mesudar, Malveinim, Zalzeh. Was the money was eaten and bidding, he ready ordered all the building materials, he had the stacks of piles of bricks and the beams and everything. Yeah? Everything the Hadri Haduri, Mashupan, Masukanim, Rahita Agag, you know, the wall, everything is there. All the wall, the bricks are there, the roof is there, everything they're waiting. In that case, can you destroy the old one? I'm late. No, again, the Zilm Mishrami Lu Pidyon Shvuyim.
You gotta sell the bricks.
What?
You gotta sell off the bricks for pigeon shrimp.
That's right.
Why don't we say you're gonna just sell off the whole shul for pigeon shrimp?
No, the shul itself.
We're not afraid of that.
And we're asked that now. Yachafil banunami. Yachafil banunami. Amalei, dirasi dinish, ninchi loy mizamin. Yeah, I'm gonna sell your house. Once it's ready, a house, you're not gonna sell. If they saw like the cracks and the chash that the old one's gonna fall, because Rashi the Mizuma Libra looks like it might fall, then you're allowed to. The Masa Machasya. Sasrei, ba'ayu lepuri lahasam, le'afki ad m'sakin lei shvichi. See, there was cracks in the shul, so he brought his bed in there, and he didn't leave until they took care of it. Ba'ayu lepuri lahasam, from Rashi. Kidei shlo yisya'yish b'minyonai, shacham magsham b'mitzayir raisai. He sat there, and make sure that they actually, you know, be quick about it. So they're not going to only sit there and see him, you know, in the rain and the sun. So therefore, they would be quick about rebuilding.